Tiger Woods won the 50th Buick Open yesterday, which might also have been the final Buick Open. On the face of it, his victory was routine, a three-shot win over a relatively weak field. What made this one different is that the tournament in Flint, Michigan, is expected to end a tradition that dates to 1958. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about all this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's look at the obvious here. Why would the Buick Open be going away?
Well, you know what the situation is with General Motors, which owns Buick, and with the car industry in general. And Buick has been, as you mentioned, involved with the PGA Tour since 1958. It's been its number one sponsor for years and years. At one point, it was the title sponsor for four different events, plus it had a $7 million a year contract with Tiger Woods. They ended that contract at the beginning of this year. They were down to two tournaments, the Buick Open, which you mentioned, and the Buick Invitational in San Diego. Now it looks like they will announce as early as today that the Buick Open is going away, and it's very possible that they won't be involved with the Buick Invitational, which is one of the tour's most prestigious events, next year or in the future.
Is this a stream of sponsorship funding that the tour can replace?
Well, no, not very easily. Chrysler had to pull out of the Bob Hope Classic. The tour is planning to fund that event itself without a title sponsor next year. Same thing in Memphis with Stanford Investments. St. Jude Hospital is one of the tour's number one charities. They're going to fund that event themselves. That's why Buick is going away, because the tour just doesn't have money to fund every title sponsor that goes away. FBR in Phoenix is going to go away. Jim Sermier Real Estate's already gone away. And, Steve, there's probably more to come.
Sounds like the whole golf world is worried here.
They are, and they should be. Over on the ladies' tour, they've lost a bunch of longtime sponsors. In fact, McDonald's has pulled out a sponsorship of their PGA Championship, which is one of their most prestigious events. They're actually sitting in a position where one of their major championships next year has no sponsor and no golf course to play on right now.
I'm curious what the long-term implications are for golf, John. This is a sport where not all that many years ago, a couple decades ago maybe, it was rare for somebody to win $1 million in an entire year if they were a champion, and now it's routine to win $1 million. Could that go back the other way at some point?
It may have to. You're right about that. More than 100 players on the PGA Tour won more than $1 million last year in prize money. That doesn't count off-the-course money. And with all these sponsors going away, and we don't know what's going to come with the economy, I think you're going to have to see purses come back. Once upon a time, not too long ago, during the Tiger Woods boom, Steve, they had corporate sponsors lined up on a waiting list. Now it's just the opposite. They're going to the sponsors hat in hand saying, can you help us out in some way?
Although you mentioned Tiger Woods, he's the guy who won the Buick Open. Is he still as big a draw for people?
He's still a huge draw. The crowds this weekend were just unbelievable. Tiger, who almost never even acknowledges a crowd, said it was one of the greatest crowds he'd ever seen in his career. So people are still coming out to watch Tiger Woods. TV ratings still double. But the problem is he only plays in about 16, 17 events a year, Steve, and there's more than 40 on the tour. That leaves a lot of them tigerless and some of them sponsorless.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Always good to talk with you. The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent golf book is Are You Kidding Me? The Story of Rocco Mediate's Extraordinary Battle with Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open.